Do you want to leave that legacy of success, or would you rather leave a legacy of significance? I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. We're going to talk today with Pastor Joel Oliver. He is the senior pastor, Trinity Assembly of God Church, 4720 Jameson, in the heart of the city. We're going to talk about that concept. What is the difference of being successful and being significant? You might be surprised. Which one would you rather be? Pastor Joel, welcome to this edition of Encounter. It's nice to have you here today.
Well, thank you, Judy. I'm glad to be here.
We've had some talks from time to time about the difference in being successful. And there are so many people that die with millions of dollars, but they're not happy. So we talked about this one day, and you shared with me some really keen insights about the differences.
Well, I'll tell you, Judy, sometimes experience is the best teacher. And in the early part of my life, I was all about success. I was out to make it big, and I think I did fairly well. I ended up with my doctorate in clinical pharmacy, ended up having some really great opportunities and to be successful. And I was. And yet there was a big hole in my life. Success was not filling. It was very, very troubling and very frustrating to be an up and inner and yet still feel like you aren't fulfilled. Thank God he found me and changed my life, radically transformed my life. And I gave that up and went and started in a church plant 33 years ago and still serving the Lord today. And through that journey, I've found out it's so much more important to be significant than to simply be successful.
What kind of void did you feel as you were successful? You know, you had the money coming in, but what was really underneath? Maybe some of our listeners feel just like you did before you found out about significance.
Well, certainly there are some real key differences between successful and significant, in my view. Number one, and when you're only trying to be successful, you're typically competing with everyone else, and there's always going to be somebody better, smarter, faster. When you're significant, you're competing with yourself. You just want to be the best person you could be. And it's a value-based reality. I want to be the best man that I could be. I want to be the best father, the best husband, the best the very best pastor that I could be, teacher that I could be, the very best life and leadership coach that I could be. And I'm not competing with anyone else. I'm just competing with myself, which means that I can celebrate the progress along the way. So the one, you're never going to feel like you've arrived because there's always somebody beyond you and you're trying to be successful. And so that was a major difference for me. The second was really even more important, and that's that I was serving a purpose for myself, trying to be successful. To be significant, I found I was trying to serve a purpose greater than myself, beyond myself, something that would live beyond me. Successful people often, when they die, that's the end of the story. Significant mm-hmm. people that are making impacts in other people's lives, their life lives on with a legacy. What they impart is talked about down the road because it impacts other people's lives. So I was, as Billy Graham once said, I was rushing to nowhere with my heart on empty.
You know, I was just going to say, it's like trying to catch a faster train.
Yeah.
And you never catch up. So you had those feelings and you went through a lot of your life looking for success. And the values when you look for success are so much different than when you look for significance, aren't they, Pastor Joel?
Well, yes, they're very different. You know, again, is God oriented, at least from my experience, when I had a purpose bigger than myself, then that became my value. Live beyond yourself mm-hmm. to help develop other people, to leave that legacy. And living for yourself promotes selfishness. And I realized something a while back. If you look in the mirror long enough at yourself, you'll get frustrated. You'll get
that's
angry.
True.
You'll get disappointed. You know,
that's true, especially if you're a perfectionist.
So looking beyond yourself to something bigger than yourself is just so much rewarding. We talk about people historically that did just that. The people we talk about either were incredibly sinister or they lived beyond themselves. They lived for a purpose bigger than themselves, and society has an impact beyond the individual person. So the values are selflessness more than selfishness.
As you look at people in the Bible who have left a legacy, maybe you could share one of the most important characters that have made a difference in your leaving a legacy.
Well, that's a good question, and maybe there's another way to look at this before we get to that, and that's that sometimes people that are striving to be successful, to have the things of this world, are doing that out of a sense of insignificance. They don't feel significant. And, you know, I was blessed growing up in a lot of what a good family. But I have to be honest with you, a lot of what I did was to prove to myself and everybody else that I was something, you know. And it came out of more of a feeling of insignificance than significance until I really came to the Lord and a realization of Him in my life. And that moved from that need to prove myself to everyone to a sense of being significant. David is a great example. If you remember the story kind of real quickly in 1 Samuel, the prophet Samuel comes to Jesse and says, get your sons together. And God had spoken to the prophet, and he lines up all of his sons, and the prophet says, is this all of your kids? And he says, no, I have one son who's tending the sheep. Now, that was David. He was the youngest one. History, at least Jewish history, kind of records that that Jesse may have called David Hakamon, which means worthless one. Hmm. And there's some church history, or not church history, but some history to say that perhaps David might have even been illegitimate, and that Jesse was ashamed of him and sent him away to do a servant's job instead of having him there. So it's very possible that David grew up hearing he was insignificant, that he was ashamed, dad was ashamed of him, that he was not measuring up to his other brothers. And yet the prophet had heard something from God. There's someone significant that will not be there. So he went and sent for his son, his son, David, comes, and he, you know, the rest of the story, he becomes the king. I think David had a sense of insignificance, but God worked it out where he ended up in the pasture tending sheep. The only one there was God and him and some sheep.
He had no choice.
And I think God spoke to him, because if you feel insignificant, everybody else could start telling you you're significant, but the only way it really changes is when you hear it from God.
Yeah.
And I think David heard from God that he had value, that he wasn't insignificant, that God had a plan for his life, and that God's anointing would be with him. And I think David had that inside of him, but not hearing it from man, because he was hearing he was insignificant from man. And there are people in your listening audience right now that feel insignificant by what people have said about them. But God will tell us that we're significant. We're the workmanship of God in Christ Jesus. I think David got a hold of God in him, made him significant. And, you know, it occurred to me the other day when I was thinking about that when you get past feelings of being ashamed of yourself or insignificant, then the Goliaths in your life don't seem so grand. They don't seem so big, because you realize you're significant only because of God.
Only
by the grace of God.
Yeah. And significance helps you live beyond yourself. And it takes a lot of junk out of your thinking, because you know that man's words are one thing, but God's words are what makes the difference.
Absolutely. And I think the key there is that David felt like he was being probably punished, or that he was in exile, or that nobody loved him. But he was able to get away with God, and God was able to really speak into his life, his value and his significance. And quite frankly, who are we? You know, we're divinity wrapped in dirt. You know,
Wrapped in dirt.
You know, we're kind of messed up. But God sees the eternal value and the temporal value of our lives, and to hear a word from God who doesn't say, you have to be successful for me to love you, but I'll love you right now because I see the significance in your life. Go out and love other people in my name. Go out and serve other people. Go out and live beyond yourself. Have a purpose bigger than yourself. Those kinds of people, whether in the world's eyes they're successful or not, are significant. And after they're gone, they're the ones that people will be speaking of, remembering stories about. I want to be one of those kind of men that leave a legacy.
Would you like to be leaving a legacy of significance? Pastor Joel, could you give our listeners some tips on how they can leave that legacy and how they can start today?
Well, number one, they can get along with God. You have to hear a word from God. Number two, you need to have the significant one living in your life. You need to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And in those times where you get along alone with God, you need to ask him to show you the purpose that's bigger than yourself. Then take a step of faith and begin to operate in that purpose, living beyond yourself. Whether you get a pat on the back or not, at the end of the day, if you live your life that way, you'll hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant," when you stand before the Lord.
Awesome. I'm Judy Redlich. This is An Encounter of Significance. Let's live as significant people rather than successful people. I'm Judy Redlich. This is An Encounter. Thank you so much for joining me today, Pastor Joel. And thank you all for joining us. And again, if you'd like to get in touch with Pastor Joel Oliver, Insight Coaching.
STL.
STL.com. I'm Judy Redlich. Thanks for tuning in today.